Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Catherine. We're going to do another healing show tonight. Welcome everybody. And here's Roberta, 444, saying hello everybody. Okay, I just, I had the chat room open earlier, but I see it somehow closed itself. So everybody who's logging in is now showing up on the chat room. I don't know if yours was working or not. I have an idea for tonight. I think it would be, especially given the time of year it is and all the shifts that are happening in the energy, I want to focus tonight on helping everyone, not just the people who came to be healed, but everyone, to raise vibrations. And we're going to do a number of exercises to help with that, to join together to really lift our level of vibration to the fifth dimension. And when you get used to doing that, you can just sit down in your chair and concentrate and you're there. And then do that enough times a day and you don't even have to think about it. You're just there. So that's our goal, of course, is to be in the fifth dimension and ready to go at all times. So we have some plans. I know Janet Ariel would like to come on the call for a couple of minutes tonight. And Janet, if you're on the panel, just, you know how, I think, to put your name under your phone number, and I will call on you. We have three hands raised, and I think that this one might be Janet. She has a little announcement to make and would like to say hello. And then I'll give you some updates about what we're doing these days and what workshops are coming up. So I'm going to open 281-8739. You're on the air.
Hello, family of light. Hello, Lady Portia. How are you?
Hi. Hi. Janet Ariel. There she is. We're good.
Hi, everybody. So nice to talk to you. What I wanted to share with you were that on Catherine's site, whoneedslight.org, under the products area, we are now selling laminine and rain. We've given you so many different email addresses. I want to share with you one more time. Now we're going to use that info@healingforascension.com for questions and for healing testimonials and things like that. To contact me about the products, the rain and the laminine, you will email Ariel@healingforascension.com. These two products are amazing. When we're out of them, we really miss them. They do everything for your body. Whatever your body needs, it seems to find with laminine. And rain cures everything but death. It is amazing. In fact, Catherine, I sent you a box today. So
thank
wanted
you
to share that with everybody. And please info, come to me at Ariel@healingforascension.com if you have any questions about it. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I'm so glad to be here, and let's have a great call.
Hi, okay, thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. So you'll be on the, I'm going to put you on mute, and you'll be there. Yes, we had run out of laminine, and I can really feel the difference. I didn't, you know, I'm really healthy, so I sort of thought, oh, well, I probably don't really need it anyway, but I started taking it, and Anne DeHart, whom probably most of you know, Anne kept saying, oh, it's great, you won't believe it, and boy, was she right. Gabriella and I just spent 3 days moving furniture, packing and unpacking, and I want to tell you, there was some really heavy-duty physical labor involved, like moving things up and down the narrow little staircase in my house, and it was grueling, and we feel great, taking our laminine and a couple of hours of sleep, and you're right back to top speed. So I have to really recommend it. I wasn't entirely sold because I was so healthy. I didn't think it could make a difference, but I can tell the difference. It's terrific. So I know it's another thing that everybody's saying is wonderful, and of course it doesn't come free. So it's an investment for a lot of people, but boy, it's really amazing stuff. And I noticed this morning I was in a rush and, you know, had to take the moving truck back and all kinds of stuff like that, running around from town to town. And I didn't stop for breakfast, but I had Rain for breakfast. And Noev is here with me, the 5-year-old, and she said, okay, she's willing to try it. So I opened mine to give her a little taste, and then, of course, I was having my Rain for breakfast, and it gives you so much energy, and it sticks with you for a long time. I'm really impressed by how good it is. So that's enough for that. But this is about healing. And the interesting things that are helpful to help people get well from whatever is bothering them. And, of course, we often hear from people who have cancer and infectious diseases and things like that. And, boy, if I had an infectious disease of any kind or cancer, I'd be on both of these things, along with a juicing organic diet. So that's one of the things that not only helps you get well, but it also raises your vibration. So Janet is on the chat room. So Janet, if you want, you can say hello to everybody and answer questions if they ask something you know the answer to. She's saying indeed. I'll give you a little update on our schedule, our healing sessions in person. Okay, Janet, she's gonna follow the chat room. This coming weekend, the weekend of the 14th, we're going to do a weekend workshop in High Falls, New York, which is about 2 hours north of New York City, right off the thruway near New Paltz. It's the New Paltz exit on the New York thruway. So if anyone would like to come, I'm going to have them in my home office in High Falls. It's beautiful here now. We had a ton of snow, but it's pretty much cleared away, so I'm hoping by next weekend we'll be pretty well dug out. I don't have a lot of parking spaces here, but we could figure it out. So, next weekend, if you check the Facebook page, Healing for Ascension Tour, it's all there. The schedule, the events, we'll be doing Lady Portia God and Guests the Friday night, and an all-day visual centering workshop. So talk about raising vibrations. That's a good way to do it. This is how I learned to balance and become more psychic, was by the visual centering training. And I found that when I teach it, people definitely are able to click in and get balanced and really experience a kind of joyful, anchored, steady feeling like they've never felt before. So I love teaching it because these workshops are so dramatic. And by the end of the day, people are so close and enjoying each other so much. It's such a pleasure. So here's Carl Myers on the line. And Carl, I meant to call you and thank you for doing the editing on When God Pinched My Toe. And I've had an offer from someone who's going to begin at page 100 and go on from there. So I'm going to put the two of you in touch and, you know, hopefully you can divide it up so you don't have to do the whole thing. Hi, Phyllis. She's saying hello to everyone. Flavio is here from Switzerland. And Kathy, hi, everybody. So we have a couple of calls I'm going to respond to. Here is 352. And the last four numbers are 3087. Okay, you're on the air.
Hello, Catherine. This is Rod.
Hi, Rod. Rod's always the first one here. he's sometimes here before I am.
I woke up this morning and dialed in. I called to take the cancer group, but you've switched on me, so... Hey, by the way...
Oh, no, we haven't switched. We're going to do that, too. We're going to do the groups.
Anyway, I'll take the cancer gang.
Okay. So those of you who might... Go ahead.
I got another idea.
Oh?
If this RV ever goes through, I'm going to start manufacturing grounding processes. And I'm going to do with it with the same thing you're doing with your book. I'm going to have them, and they got to invest something, or otherwise they wouldn't try it. So the investment would be the shipping, and otherwise I'm going to produce them for free because the results and what they're capable of is just staggering. And for those people that might be interested in knowing more about it, you can go into a website called earthinginstitute.net.
And it's earthinginstitute.net.
And
are you doing your grounding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
That's good.
In fact, I do it all night. What I do is I have a plate that I put between a sock on my right foot, and I slip it between the skin of my right foot and the sock. And this plate rests on the underneath side of my arch of my foot all night. So it's working all night for me.
That's great.
Taking all the stiff. I haven't gotten my latest blood report, but I'm looking forward to it. It talks quite a bit about white blood cells, red blood cells, electrical components, clotting of the blood, viscosity of the blood, and that sort of thing. So I'll have those reports next month.
Next month. We can't wait to hear. Well, between the grounding and attending every call, you sound good. You sound more upbeat.
Well, thank you.
I hope you're feeling as good as you sound, because we want to see you well.
Well, I'm attempting to do that.
Not attempting.
Well,
you have to say,
I am well.
It is manifesting now. I am well. Not I'm trying to or I'm going to.
Yeah.
I am.
Got to teach.
Okay. And Dominaccio says, go, Ron, go. And you're taking laminine and rain?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that one. I'm trying to get one thing at a time determined, and then I go from there.
Okay.
But incidentally, there's a word that I think you ought to use more in your discussion with us people, which
mm-hmm.
is fait accompli.
Right. That's a good one.
I haven't heard it mentioned, and so we might just say, well, I'm going to slam that into fait accompli tomorrow or tonight or right now.
That's good. Okay, fait accompli.
Accomplished.
The feat. It is done.
It means it is done
in French. Good.
Well, it's good talking to you, Catherine.
Okay, welcome, Rod, and raise your vibrations with us, and you're going to be completely well by the end of this call.
Great.
You're going to send all those little blood cells, those little white blood cells, to surround and isolate all the cancer cells and be done.
Fait accompli.
Fait accompli. Okay, thanks. All right, I'll put you on hold, and we'll hear how great you feel at the end. Okay, here is 678, and the last three numbers are 1302. You are on the air.
Greetings, Catherine. This is Catherine calling from Georgia.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
I've been listening to you ever since July. I'm part of the cancer group.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a very, very emotionally charged day for my son and I, because things have escalated, and I'm being asked to have a mastectomy in order to maybe save my life.
Oh.
And so it's a very, very hard time for me right now.
All right. Well, what we can offer you right now is to go into this call, and I'm going to this is a really important part of the raising vibrations that I was talking about. And breast cancer, of course, is such a common thing these days. We're going to do a special meditation where you're going to send the white blood cells to the areas where you feel the cancer, and then direct your body to continue to surround and isolate the cancer cells. And your body will create a pocket. Just like, you know, if you have a splinter, your body will wall it off and create like a hard pocket that will contain the infection or the cancers. So when you're healthy and an invading cell or a foreign object gets into your body will first surround it, wall it off, and then dissolve it. So that's what you need to picture all through this call. And your body will follow your directions and will go after every single cancer cell, will wall it off and dissolve it. but you need to raise your vibration. You're sounding depressed, and that will create illness. You're sounding
It's not so much that I'm depressed, it's because I'm also in a lot of pain.
Oh.
The pain has gotten worse over the last week, to where I had to resort to taking hydrocodone, and I really didn't want to.
Oof, yeah, that's terrible stuff.
But I have to in order to get some type of relief from the pain, because I can't cry in pain every day.
All right. Well, you know, mind over disease.
Yes, and I try.
Heart.
And I try.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all with you. And Gabriella is here, and she's creating a powerful pillar of light. Everyone on the call is going to be with you. So let the good vibes just soak in, and let us help you to cure the cancer completely. You can do it.
Thanks,
you can.
Yes.
You can shrink the tumors right down to nothing. Okay? Join with us, and we will send powerful love and light to you through the whole call. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. And there's one other person here with their hand up from Arizona, 520-0288. You're on the air. Oops. There you go. Hi.
Hello, Catherine. Hi.
Hi.
It's Cynthia, and I had I was thinking, because I've been reading so many different articles by some of the different galactics about and hearing that, you know, you have to do your inner work, your emotional work. You can't have somebody else do that for you.
Right.
And in lieu of the fact that Zora has said that, you know, our contracts are over, you know, my stuff was incest. And it wasn't just one, you know, a lot of things happened from the time I was an infant. And it took a long time to peel that onion and to get to it. Now, I don't want to take a lot of time, but that's just the basis of it all. And so it's been very hard for me to, and I know I'm not responsible, but it's still so hard for me to love myself. And now I'm, I came to Arizona about 15 years ago, and I went from being doing films and photography and became a caretaker. And my mom's the one that's doing really well with her cancer, but now she has pneumonia, but I'm going to help her. I'm going to replay this for her so she can hear. But okay, So I want to get to the place where I can, you know, love myself again. So I guess what you're talking about tonight is probably perfect to raise my vibration.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, and you're absolutely right. What's behind high vibration is loving yourself.
Okay, great.
In fact, you can't get there without the sense of being pleased to be me, happy to be alive, and glad for whatever experiences and whatever knowledge you have gained by even the bad stuff in life.
Right, I understand that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really, in spite of it all, I'm still a really happy person. I'm, you know, and I enjoy so much, and I've done so much, and photographed and traveled to, you know, work for the airlines. I mean, I've done a lot of great things, and here we are. I'm 66 now, and I would really like to dump this weight that I gained when I came to Arizona. It just seems like I was so depressed when I moved from California from the water. So anyway, okay, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hang in there, Cynthia, and just feel it. Just feel your vibration rising and picture yourself putting a line in the sand behind you, between you and your earlier life, all of it. Put the line in the sand at your heels and go, okay, that is over. I have stepped over the line. It's gone. It's ancient history.
Moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And look forward and see yourself. And when you look back, see your timeline, all 66 years behind you, stretching out into the past behind you. And childhood is that little tiny dot on the horizon. And here you are in the present, and your future is stretching out in front of you. And it is illuminated by the violet flame and by the gold and yellow light from the sun. And it is all good. And
so I want to go now. I want to go now.
Well, go now. You just did.
Okay. Boy, you know, I can't tell you how grateful I am that everything from my therapist in California that had taught me so much and a chiropractor that now I'm here with you and all these other wonderful people and all this great energy. And I'm not afraid, really, I'm really not afraid to go on. I just wish, I don't know, I want to get over, I need the dinar too.
Well, that'll be nice, but we don't really need it. It's just going to be, it's going to help us change the world. So.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Thank you so much. God.
Okay.
I'm grateful. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm putting you on mute, so we will go on. All right. So we're going to do, we're going to the arena, and we're going to do the same form of healing call that we usually do. But this time we're going to emphasize raising your vibration to prepare yourself for ascension. Of course, we always concentrate on that. But we're going to use a couple more special meditations. And, well, you've been listening. We're talking about raising your vibration to the point where you're in love with yourself. And I don't mean ego. Has nothing to do with having a big ego or thinking you're better than anybody else. It's the opposite. It's we are in this together, and what a team. We're in this together, hooray. We're in this together, and we have wonderful friends and people who want to reach out to us and help us. I mean, what a group this is, really. Week after week, these wonderful healers come, chip in, just, you know, contribute their energy and their time and concern and care for other people. And it just makes everybody feel high. And there's nothing better. So, yeah, it'd be nice to be rich, have money too, but that's not going to change how we feel about being alive. If you can get to the place where you just say to yourself, I am in love with being me, then you're there. Because the extension of that, as soon as you feel that, you begin to look around and you just love everybody around you. They all look so beautiful. And you start thinking, wow, I never noticed that my friend was so beautiful. Or, look how wonderful my friend looks today. And your kids walk into the room and you see them suddenly. Oh my gosh, they grew so much since I noticed. They are filled with light and how lucky I am. And look around your environment. Look out your window. If there's a tree there, send it oodles and gobs of love, and the tree will respond to you. It'll get greener. It'll grow better. It'll come up in the spring like gangbusters. So all those things are an expression of loving yourself, and that's really the key. Now, most people look back on their lives, and they say, oh, I made so many mistakes. Oh, I did this wrong. Oh, it looks bad. I shouldn't have done this that way. I should have made different decisions. Well, nonsense. I don't think there is any such thing as a mistake. Because every time you did whatever you're calling a mistake, you probably fell on your face. You picked yourself up and brushed yourself off and proved that you can keep on going. That's not a mistake. That's a triumph. All right, so you had to do it 30 times or 100 times. We all do. That's what the learning process is about. So they're not mistakes. They're not bad decisions. Even if the decision made you absolutely miserable, it's still not a bad decision because it gave you the opportunity to figure out how to get yourself out of something really sticky. And here you are. You're still alive and breathing. And if you're alive and breathing, everything is possible. Okay, let's begin. We're going to go, I almost forgot the people who are here today who have asked for a special healing. And we have a lovely testimonial from Linda in Oregon. And she used her whole name. She's Linda Westfield from Oregon. And she's saying, I'm sending this gratitude for my healing of a recently diagnosed congestive heart failure and pneumonia. As soon as I got out of the hospital, I got to the Thursday healing, putting all of my will and intent into healing as I've always known it existed. I felt Sananda's love, Father and Mother's kindness, as always, and very much Dr. May's love from Prime Creator. Prime Creator's love comes through me. Okay, it turned out wonderful as waves of differing energies, much light, and the flow of love came into my being. I got better right then and knew it. My family looked at me and saw a different person the next day. I have continued each morning to do this self-healing and go on the ship with wonderful outcomes of feeling a continuum of strength and assurance, and especially a feeling of perfection and good future that is already there in her heart with much to do yet. She said, you know, it's already there in my heart with much to do yet. Yes, we have a lot to look forward to. I ask for my name to be put upon the list if there's extra room. Otherwise, I will be there as a healer always. Much love and gratitude to all of you for your wonderful bridging of love. Linda from Oregon. Thank you, Linda. And hooray for you. This is such a good letter because look what she's saying. She has made up her mind that she is not going to suffer and be ill. She's healthy, she's strong, and she's declared it. And you can tell from hearing what she says, she's really happy. So that's what we're looking for everyone. Here's a request from, this is requested from Edith Christopher for her friend Laura Fisk. She's been dizzy with seizures for several months and now has nausea with vomiting. And yesterday she had an EEG. So I guess she will have found out. She'll find out soon what the problem is. But meanwhile, let's heal it. Whatever it is, let's ask that the healing energy go right to your brain wherever the glitch is that's causing the seizures and heal it. So Laura's going to go in with, you know, anybody who would like to also go with her for any brain problems of any kind. You know, we could even include, there's another one here for someone who's asking for psychological healing. We could include that under brain problems, but we'll put it next to, in the next group. Okay, so seizures. And the next person, Inma Naya. Good afternoon. I am Inma Naya. I'm a Spanish girl, and I would like to be cured by Mother, Father, God, Sananda, and many archangels and ascended masters. All right. Inma, they're all going to be here to help. The doctor says that she has paranoid schizophrenia. Well, nonsense. Let's decide that you're perfectly fine and balanced. And when you decide that, you will be looking inside yourself. When you decide that you love yourself and you look inside yourself for your strengths, not for some diagnosis that a doctor has stamped on your file. I really dislike the idea of giving people labels as if they're laboratory specimens. Makes me angry. Some of the nicest people I've ever known were labeled paranoid, schizophrenic, or bipolar, or a whole lot of other things. And I've seen them get completely well, so let's go for it, Inma. I'm writing down your name so I can remember to pronounce it right. Okay. So perhaps Inma, she's saying she's Spanish, and she probably won't be understanding everything, but it's okay. Just come along with us, and she's here on the call. Just come along with us, and you will hear me say Sananda. You'll hear me say Mother, Father, God is here, and angels, and masters, and healers. And they'll all be helping out. So forget about that diagnosis, and look inside yourself for strength. When you feel strong inside yourself, when you look at yourself and think, I'm creative. Well, if you're creative, then you will find a way to overcome whatever the problem is. If one approach doesn't work, you'll try another. Now, I recommend meditation in my every day. But when you meditate, be very specific about the way you do it. It's not the same as daydreaming. You focus very intently on your breathing. And you do that for 5 whole minutes. Focus intently on your own breathing and how good it feels and how much you enjoy the fact that you sustain yourself with your own breath, as we all do. Each person breathes their own air. That's a complete kind of independence and self-sufficiency. And when you really absorb that and acknowledge it, what a wonderful thing. No one can breathe for you, and nobody else can think for you. So take command of your own thinking, and you decide if you want to have only loving thoughts, then you can do that. Lots of doctors will say, oh, you have all these negative thoughts. You have all these angry thoughts. Oh, well, you're stuck with it. And here, we're going to give you drugs. Nonsense. You're not stuck with anything. Your thoughts are your own, and you can control them. And if you don't like them, don't give them any credit. Don't give them any acknowledgement. Don't give them any power. A thought is just a thought. Hang on a second. I want to ask Gabriella something. I need a plug for my computer. Could you bring me what she just... We're still moving here, and we're walking over boxes and still finding things. Okay, so that's the beginning, and you'll see the theme of all these things that I'm talking about. They're all about, basically, learning to love yourself. And when you do that, you're going to breathe freely. You're going to find yourself thinking loving, happy thoughts. Because when you're in love with yourself, you're in love with everybody else too, and you're in love with life, and you're in love with God, and just happy. Here's another good affirmation to add. I am happy to be me. I love being me. That doesn't, you know, I said this before, it's not an ego thing. We are all special. Every one of us is unique. Every single one of us is special. So there's no such thing as exclusively special. We're just all special and unique, because there is no other person in the world that is exactly you. Not even similar. I mean, look, blood tests, and they can tell every single human being on the planet apart by studying their blood. That means you are the only one. So, think about that. This is you, and this is your only chance to be here in this body, in this life, at this time. And boy, is that special right now. Because we are living through what is going to be the most talked about thing in the universe. Everybody's going to want to know what it was really like when we were here for the transition. So how lucky we are. All right, we have one more request from Christine Brennan. She wants to participate, and she would be very honored to take all of those with any kind of skin problems, anywhere on the body, including cancer of the face. So she'll go into the healing arena. And she added to her request, releasing all levels of abuse. So Christine has made the connection between abuse and illness. There's a deep connection, because just as Cynthia was saying, when you've been treated badly, especially as a young child, you absorb it into your bones, into your nervous system, and then it sort of leaks out into your feelings and into your day-to-day life. And a child who's been abused always takes the blame. Oh, it must be because I was bad. It must be because I'm whatever. It must be my fault. Well, of course, we don't think that as adults. Would you say to the 2-year-old next door, you shouldn't have seduced your uncle? That's just obscene. But a child would think it. It must have been my fault. I must have done something to cause it. Now, the reason children do that is because they're so loving and forgiving, and because they're so connected to God and so connected to their hearts that they want to forgive everybody else. But they know something bad happened. Well, if you want to forgive everybody and you want to love everybody and you know something terrible just happened to you, well, we learn that somebody always has to be at fault. So who are they going to blame? Themselves. Now, take that and do what I mentioned earlier with Inma. Look inside. Find the strength. Blaming yourself, as Cynthia said, and as Christine just hinted, blaming yourself means that you were a very loving child, that you were willing to sacrifice anything in order not to blame the people around you for the misery that they caused you. It's a very generous thing. Unfortunately, it leaves the child in the position where they have to blame themselves. Because who else is left? But it is a strength. It's the strength of wanting to set things right, wanting things to be right, and wanting to love the people around you, even the ones who are criminals and who have done hideous things. Children want to love. First and foremost, they want to love. And they're born loving themselves. An infant never looks in the mirror and wonders if they look good enough. Or does anybody like my hair? An infant looks at their hands with wonder, looks at their toes and is fascinated. Try that again. Now we're going to go into the healing. We're going to go up to the ship and into the healing arena. Somebody's pinching my toe. So I'm going to ask when we get up there who it is and what they would like to say. But right now, let's all get together. Go into our pillar of light. And we're going to go up the pillar of light from our place right here on the surface. Oh, and Janet's saying she wants to take the animals. Yeah, let's take the animals with us. All right, everybody together. Picture yourself in the pillar of light, breathing deeply, and just let it warm you. Just let yourself be lifted like a leaf on an updraft, a warm air rising. And we're all creating this high level of energy in the pillar of light. Gabriella is creating a bright, bright pillar that we always use to go up from the third dimension. Well, most of us are at a higher than third dimension right now, but from the surface of the planet right up to the Arcturian ship. Now, the pillar of light is anchored in the center of the Earth and goes all the way to the sun and even beyond, to the central sun, so that Prime Creator can send powerful healing energy right to us. And inside this pillar of light, we are safe, comfortable, at ease, rising. So we're all moving together, floating upward, and we're creating a spiraling, floating effect all the way up to the entrance to the Arcturian ship. And they will open the entrance for us, and we will just all float up together into the entrance. They close the floor, and we're all here together, and it's a huge, huge ship show. So there's lots of room. Even with hundreds and hundreds of us, we can all fit. Now, greet all your friends, give hugs and best wishes to everyone, and then we're going to file into the healing arena. The doors open and you can see the arena. It's bright, beautiful, mellow light. It's not harsh. It's not like an operating room. It's warm light. There's a circle of healing beds for everyone who's here. There are plenty of beds. If you're a healer, you can go around the outside and make a circle around the beds. If you'd like to go join the people who are being healed, you can choose a bed yourself. So let's just take all the groups. Rod said he wanted to take the cancer people. And Catherine, you can go along in the next, you know, next to Rod. And Cynthia, I think Cynthia said she wanted to take anybody with, who was it, Cynthia? I think she wanted to help everybody love themselves more. That's such a good one. I think we should put everybody in that group, don't you? Everybody's in that group today. Love yourself more. Okay, so everyone is in the Love Yourself More group. Well, let's make it more absolute than that. Love yourself totally, unconditionally, endlessly. Okay. And going around the circle, everybody can file in. We have Laura, who wants to be healed from the seizures. And Laura, loving yourself completely, totally, unconditionally is going to really help. It's going to calm the electrical impulses in your brain, so you create an alpha wave state within your brain that can create healing. So when you go into a deep meditation, you're literally slowing down the brain waves, creating a very peaceful, calm atmosphere in your brain. And then say to yourself, I am love, I am light, and I command the experience of perfect health. And you'll feel your brain letting go. Just let it feel like it's releasing. No worries, no concerns, just love. And let your brain feel like it's being immersed in a, is it liquid? It's kind of an atmosphere of absolute unconditional love. And then everything's going to heal. Okay, Janet's taking the animals to their special room where they can be healed too. Okay. Now everybody file in, and anyone who hasn't been, any disease that hasn't been mentioned, by all means, come on in. Christine is going to take any kind of skin problems, so you can come around like to the 4 o'clock area. People with diabetes or infectious diseases or heart problems, heart and stroke problems, around the 7 and 8 o'clock. Autoimmune diseases around 9 and 10, 9, and then 10, 11, we'll have bones, back problems, hips, knees, elbows, any kind of orthopedic problems, and including accidents or injuries that need healing, all the way around to 12 o'clock. And anybody I didn't mention, of course, there are a bazillion different illnesses that could be described, but we're not going to go into all of them. Just include yourself in. And we've mentioned a number of categories over the history of these calls. I've concentrated on different ones each time. So if you go back and listen to the archives, you'll find in each call we emphasize something different, and you'll learn something in each call that will help you to raise your vibration and heal yourself. All right, so everybody in place. The Arcturians are doing their scanning. They scan you with this wonderful technology that identifies any problem in your body. And each one of you are assigned a team of Arcturians who are lovely light workers. They have no diseases, but they have dedicated themselves to learning all about what our difficulties are and developing the technology and the methods to heal whatever is the problem with us. So that's quite an act of service to have just dedicated their energies and their time and their love to help us heal in preparation for our ascension. And we were told by Father God that when we started these healing calls, as soon as we started the calls, and I said, I want to work with the Arcturians because I knew they were good healers, and we started creating the pillar of light to go to an Arcturian ship, we were told that just doing that, just asking for their help, and they decided to bring two motherships, huge healing ships, and one is over the North Pole, One is in orbit over the South Pole, and there are four others surrounding the planet. And they came because we asked. And how cool is that? You only need to ask, and they're there for us. And they're there for us not just on these healing calls, but every day. So if you have something serious that needs to be healed, just go after it and keep it up all day long, every day, until it is gone. Now, sometimes it takes a little while, not because the disease is so persistent or because it can't be done. You can be healed instantaneously. But sometimes it takes a little longer for you to get your mind into the complete mindset where you know you are healed. You know you are well. You are not going to succumb to some disease because this is not the time for that. You kick it out completely and take back your body and make it your own with love. So every week we ask Sananda to come, and he goes around the group and he places his hands beside your head, or say you have a sore elbow. He will do the healing energy transmission. So he'll put his hands on either side of your arm, for instance, and send the pulse of healing energy right into the place where it hurts, right into where the injury is or the arthritis or whatever the problem is. And you will feel the energy going right through your body, right into the marrow of your bones. And then you'll feel yourself being activated. Breathe it in. And he goes around the group, and I do the same. I think tonight I'll mix it up. I'll go in the opposite direction. So when Sananda's going down through 1, 2, 3, he's about 3, I'm going to go to 12 o'clock and work my way around the other side, and then we'll cross at about 8 o'clock. And by the end of the call, we will each have gone to every person to send our healing energy. And now I'm feeling another contact. So while the Arcturians are scanning, calibrating their instruments, getting a reading of what your healthy cells are, I'm going to take a moment and listen, see who's trying to contact me and for what purpose. So remember, in the center of the group, all the masters and archangels and anybody you want to call on to come help with your healing, call them now, because they will gladly come and join with the other masters and angels and friends to help you heal. And Mother, Father, God are there, and they do the healing pulse. And they direct it toward each person. So all of this energy together is just intense. You'll be feeling the power of the swirling energy around you, lifting you up. Okay, and you keep saying to yourself, I am love, I am light. I demand the experience of perfect health. I proclaim it. And your body will obey. now. I'm just going to take a few minutes to see if I can find out what's going on and who's trying to contact me. And I'll be back to you in a minute. Greetings, beloved masters. It is I, Father God. I wish to bring you a healing pulse sent direct from Prime Creator, who wishes you all to know he is watching over you. You are in his sight. He is doing what you might term sending powerful energy to you now in order to lift, raise your vibration, all of you, not just you on the calls, of course. He is doing this for the entire planet, but you are the ones who are truly listening. He is here with you in his energy, his intention to see you completely healed. And now I will send you the pulse, the healing pulse. I will not go through each element. You have spoken of those things already. I will send you a healing pulse to clear away what you might term disease, what you might term mental illness, issues of confusion or anger, or what you might term any of those other emotional problems that you mentioned earlier. They are connected, as you have been hearing. Now, I will count from 3 to 1, and you will feel a powerful warmth, energy, all through your bodies, and you will be lifted right from what you term the third dimension into the fifth dimension, which is the gateway to what you know as the higher, the highest dimensions. You must pass through the gateway. Now, prepare yourselves. 3, 2, 1. It is done. Thank you, Father God. This is Catherine. I'm still feeling the vibration. Father God is sounding very often these days, very emphatic, very determined to help us raise our vibration, be well, be happy, love yourself. He's reminding me, gods and goddesses all, do not be fooled into thinking you're helpless. Is there anything else you want to tell us, Father God? Yes, all the universe is involved in this, what you term, ascension process. All are on the threshold of rising to a higher level. Wherever a soul is, wherever a being is, they will feel the opening to rise to the next level and beyond. It is a process that all experience. And here on planet Earth, you are the center. Because of this ambitious project, you decided on to all rise together. Everyone's eyes are watching, cheering you on, because all will rise together with you. It is a historic time. I send you healing pulses every day. Listen for them, and you will feel the warmth. You will feel yourself being lifted. Let it be. Farewell, beloved masters. Thank you, Father God. I feel his concern, warmth, affection. You don't often think of the one we've known as Zora as being tender. But I feel his warmth and his tenderness toward everyone. He so wants us to understand that what he represents is pure love, unconditional, genuine. We're so unused to experiencing unconditional love, we hardly know how to even accept it, much less offer it. But we were talking about loving yourself, and the way to learn to truly love yourself is to let in God's love. And when you do, you will feel like you've just been swept off your feet. So Father God so dearly wants us to understand what he feels, what he knows, what, how much he loves us. It's hard for us to grasp, and he's often giving us information about the world and about the universe and about what's going on. But what he really wants us to absorb is the love, the concern, the affection that they feel for us. That is the cure for everything that ails you. And in my life, I found my turning point was when I could really accept. It didn't matter if I had a mother and father. I have a mother and father, and they're way better than any human parents. They adore us. And that's really what it's about, to accept the energy of love that is what the universe is made of. And it's what we're made of, too. We only need to open our hearts, and then all of a sudden you start feeling this electrical energy just pouring through you, and it's just impossible to feel bad when you're feeling in love. And it is just like being in love. You'll feel yourself glowing. You'll want to skip and dance, and you'll want to hug everybody, and you'll want everybody to hug you. And there is no way to be unbalanced when you let that into your heart. So the purpose tonight is to raise your vibration to the point where you are love. And you do that by accepting the love that's coming to you. Now, the irony is that most of us leave childhood feeling injured and upset and confused and feeling bad about ourselves. And then we go out and say, I want to find someone to love me. And if I can just find someone to love me, then I'll be fine. And we go from one bad relationship to another, because whenever you're feeling really needy and you want to find someone to love you, you always go get somebody who's just as bad an abuser as the one that injured you in the first place. And we keep repeating those injuries over and over again. So instead, when you wake up in the morning, just say to yourself, I want to find someone that I can feel love toward. I want to offer love to everyone I can today. Whether it's the person at the post office, or your pet, or your neighbor next door, or a store clerk, or your best friend, or your partner, or your children. Focus on the people around you and just keep saying, I am love, I am light, and this is what I offer you. This is what I have to share. And what could be more precious What could be more joyful than to say to your friend or to your family member, I want to tell you how much I love you. I want to tell you, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. And who could feel bad after that? You're going to raise your vibration, and the person you're expressing it to is going to feel like they're walking on air. So, Sananda's going around. He's just finishing up. I'm coming around the other way. We're all, when I do this, I always feel so happy and satisfied too. It's really a pleasure to feel this high vibration and to see people feeling relief and feeling happiness and joy at being together. The healers all around the outside, I didn't really acknowledge them enough today. The ones who make the circle, they're like the, let's say they're like the outfield. They capture and direct the light that's coming downward from Prime Creator, the energy of the earth that's coming upward. They flow that energy through their bodies and outward. And they focus it on the people that are in front of them. Now, some of you have seen the video on, you can get it online. If you Google shrinking tumor Beijing, there's a video of a man whose wife took his wife to Beijing because of cancerous tumors. And they show on the scan, sonogram, I guess it is. You're looking at the sonogram and you're watching the tumors shrink because there are three healers in the room. They come in, they meditate, they aim their healing energy at the woman's tumor and it shrinks. And the man took the video watching the sonogram. And then afterwards he said to the healers, to the doctors, he said, wow, this is fabulous. Do you document this? Have you documented this? Everybody should know about this. And the doctors just smiled at him and said, dear sir, we have been doing this for thousands of years. In other words, we don't need to prove to your medical establishment that we know what we're doing. We've been doing it much longer than they have. So if the scientists want to believe it, fine. If they don't, it doesn't matter to us. We know that we're healing people. Well, that's what we're doing here. We know that it's possible. And we know that by directing the energy, focusing it with absolutely pure intent, pure, pure intent to send love and light, there is no disease that can survive that. Now, the Arcturians have been using their healing wands that were calibrated in the beginning when they did the scan, and they've been scanning people's bodies They tend to focus on the places that were most problematic, but today we're asking that everybody be given an extra blast of healing energy head to toe to clear away any dark energy at all. You know, illness is dark energy, low vibration. So when you aim your white blood cells to go after the cancer cells, your body knows how to do that because it can detect the low vibration energy of the cancer cells. And if your body is at a fifth dimensional vibration and a cancer cell begins to grow, your body's going to go, look, we got to get it. There's an enemy invader here. It doesn't read us. It's not familiar. It's the enemy. We go after it. And that's what how your body can defeat cancer. That's my little dog, my little pup, has just affirmed what I was saying. He does that sometimes. If I say something really emphatically, he'll say, woof, to confirm it. Okay, so the Arcturians are saying time for the silver and blue light to clear away and cleanse and wash away all the old residue, all the old toxins. And this is partly the job we have to do with healing anything like cancer, especially, is usually a buildup of toxins in your body that you have to eliminate. So get your liver working, get your body tuned up and bright, and it will wash away all the toxins because they too have a dark energy signature. And if your body is tuned to a high vibration, it will not permit anything dark. So here's the blue and silver light washing over you. Oh, it feels so good. It's like standing under a waterfall. Let it just flow down through you, out through your feet, until you just feel squeaky clean. It washes away everything that doesn't belong, that's not of a high energy signature. Okay. Now we're going to greet everybody. All right. Treatment's finished. Everybody's cured. We're all 100% ready to go. So now let's everybody hop up from your healing couch. Greet your friends and neighbors. He's feeling good. Okay, now, we're all going to walk together. Let's get the animals, bring them out. Everybody, come around. We're going to gather together. We're going to do a last big love blast to the whole planet before we leave. And let's include all the animals, all the beings, all the elementals. We've been talking about the elementals, the fairies, the elves, the gnomes. And Paulette is saying, please send extra healing to John and Dorothy. We will do that. Okay, we're going to send our big love blast down to the planet. So everybody, come on, gather together. People who came in with walkers and wheelchairs, you're going to have to do some practice maybe, but you're going to be dancing again. So get your dancing shoes out of the closet, dust them off, because you're going to be ready to celebrate. Okay, we're all going to gather. Everybody's hugging and greeting and happy to see each other. It's nice to have support when you're healing. All right, we're all going to go out to the entryway where we came in. And the Father and Mother God and all the Masters and the Angels are going to join with us. And we're going to together send a big pulse toward planet Earth. We can see it below us. Yeah, focus on planet Earth. All the creatures and the flora and the fauna, even the rocks, every conscious being, insects, animals, birds, trees, flowers, snakes, all of them. Even the mice and the rats and the things that slither and all of them. We're going to send a big blessing and a healing pulse to every conscious being on the planet. And that includes Mother Earth. So we're going to send her a big blast of gratitude for helping to heal. Oh, and the sea creatures, right. All the creatures of the sea. And a big blast to John and Dorothy, too. Okay, ready? Healers, get your energy pulse ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sending. It's like what do they call that? The, you know those weapons that shoot fire? It's like that, only it's electrical energy. Right down to the earth. It hits the grid and it just lights up. And everyone on the earth is going to feel something like an electrical shower that's going to raise their vibration and make them tingle all over. So all over the earth, people are going, did you feel that? What was that? And they're feeling tickling vibration and warmth. And suddenly their hearts open and they're feeling joyful. They're going, wow, what a loving, beautiful, glorious, joyful day it is. Indeed. Okay. Now we're all going to join together and go back down there and feel the results of our our love shower that we just sent to the planet. Okay, everyone together. We can hold hands in a big circle. Now we're going to, they're opening the floor panels, and we can just float right down into our pillar of light. All together we're supported by the high energy. And inside this pillar of light, it's always higher dimensions. This is our gateway through the fifth to the higher dimensions. So let yourself just float down. Easy, peaceful, feeling balanced, feeling filled with love. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for coming. The more people we have here, you know, the more powerful it feels. Of course, we have some really powerful healers among us here. Gabriella's smiling. She's just beaming with light and love. Okay. Floating back down home again, but different. Don't go back to any old stuff. Don't go back to any old thinking patterns or any old ways of doing things. In fact, make the choice today that you're going to do everything differently. If you're used to getting up at 7, get up at 6:45, or 7:15, or 9:30. If you're used to eating a certain thing every day, change your diet. If you're used to feeling grumpy when something goes wrong, forget about it. Just say, I am love, I am light, and I am not going to be taken down by anything. Anything at all. So, thank you, Kathy, saying love to everyone. And Love in Action says, let us all send our love and friendly competition. To the Olympics, right. Let there be fun and joy and a friendly competition. I see. And let there be safety and security and peace. And thank you for coming, Phyllis. Good idea, love in action. Okay. Ooh, that felt good. All right, we're back, but we're not back. We're on Earth, but we're different. So just because you might have felt things before doesn't mean you ever have to feel them again. Instead, you say, I am love, I am light, and I demand the experience of perfect health. I am perfect health. Okay. And in honor of this snowy couple of days we've had in New York and other places as well, I think, but I'm going to play the song Archangel in the Snow, because it's a perfect time to make snow angels. And this is a song about by John Momora, who calls himself Johnny Angel. And if you go to YouTube, you will see he made a video of singing this song. And he wrote it after I told him the story of my brother being ill. And it was around Thanksgiving time, and I was going to visit him. And he said, before I came, he said, "You're not going to believe what just appeared on my lawn." And when I got there, I could still see it. It was the outline of an enormous archangel. Well, of course, we know archangels don't actually have wings, but since that's the way we see them, they use that sometimes as a signature, just like a calling card. Well, this was one big calling card. It was more like a billboard. There was this 30, 40-foot shape in the snow of an archangel with flowing robes and enormous wings, and the outline was unmistakable in the snow. So I'm going to say good night, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are in the world. Bring your friends, and now we can also offer you, if you want to call in to info, write in to info@healingforascension.com. You can request a specific healing. And then each week we choose a number of people to feature on the call. And it's worked out very nicely because each week we have just about the number of people that we can talk about. So it's working very nicely. So if you want to ask for a special healing, send us your request and, you know, a brief letter about what the problem is, and we'll mention you on the healing call. But, of course, everyone is always invited. Okay. It was wonderful, everybody. So nice to hear from all of you, and I love seeing people getting to know each other on the chat room. They send each other email addresses, and they sometimes even meet up when they're in the same area. So it's really fun that people are just family here. So they're having a good time. I guess I haven't done it for our show, but I think you just have to sign in and get a sign-in name and a password in order to go in the chat room. And I think it's worth it because people have a really good time there. Okay. Namaste, everybody. Thank you, Kathy, for that. And until next Wednesday night when we do the channeling show, and next Thursday, same time, we'll see you again. Meanwhile, perfect health. I am love, I am light, I am love.
It was after midnight, moonlight on the snow. Poetic in its beauty, sadness. Oh, said just to let you know.